Taylor's study says cool has not had a significant negative effect on the price paid for imported slaughter cattle relative to comparable domestic cattle. In fact, the fed cattle price basis declined after the law went into effect. Also, the study says qualitative and economic metric analysis of mandatory price reporting and monthly trade and price data cast considerable doubt on assertions that cool negatively affected imports of slaughter cattle. And finally, the study says USDA monthly data on imports of 400 to 700-pound cattle did not show cool having a significant negative effect of imports of feeder cattle from either Canada or Mexico relative to placements in U.S. feedlots. U.S. Cattlemen's Association President Danny Beer says opponents have continued to state that cool acts as a barrier to trade and adversely affects cattle imports and prices, but this study proves that is not true. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said cool is popular with consumers because they want to know where their food comes from. Johnson said it's popular with farmers and ranchers because they are proud to put the American label on their products, and he said Congress needs to stay the course on cool.